as children, we all knew what time the ice cream man came. You know, we were all there waiting, ready for him to come. And it was just like that. You know, there might be the odd adult watching. And what's really amazed me is the lads, the women used to be in rollers and the hair. And they did, they did. And if for any reason they didn't come, you'd be absolutely devastated because we didn't have fridges or freezers. So that was our only treat. That was our only way we could have an ice cream. And then the one I used to go to, people would bring their own dishes, you know, and ask them to put the ice cream in the dish, and it'd be all shared as like part of the Sunday evening meal. Yeah. It was Mr. Whippy, and then before that we had another make, Bergen's. Bergen ice cream wasn't, it was long before, nothing was done electronically. It was all scooped out of like a really big, big white metal tub. And it was scooped out like that long before the machinery came. Mr. Softy, I think, brought the machinery, and that was Bergen's ice cream. And then they used to have like an instrument, and it looked a bit like a trowel, and they put a wafer in, smooth ice cream with like a wooden spatula, and then put the wafer on top and click it, and they gave you that as your ice cream. It made it like a sandwich, like a primitive sandwich maker.